Born in Missouri in 1902, Langston Hughes, black poet, playwright, novelist, and short story writer, never seemed able to set down roots for himself. By nature a sensitive and shy child, the young Langston was shuffled from home to home, relative to relative, which undoubtedly added to his already strong sense of loneliness and isolation, and probably instilled in him a restlessness he could never overcome. Yet all of his moving about from place to place, from odd job, always making just enough money to move on, served to draw the normally shy poet into a rich variety of experiences. And these experiences helped him to gain a deep sense of his own people, his country, and the world. Langston Hughes' art reflects his deep understanding of black people, but it also expresses a great love for them. In fact, much of Langston's poetry tries to capture the rhythms of black music, the music he believed to be the true expression of the black spirit. His life was, as he titled his first and only novel, not without laughter. Perhaps this is why he so loved blues music, he once said. The mood of blues is almost always despondency. But when they are sung, people laugh. Langston was always a man involved in what was happening everywhere. With a group of talented young black artists and writers, he shared in the excitement of the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s. And with them, he watched the hopes of his people fade with the economic horrors of the Great Depression. In 1936, he went to Spain to get material for a series of newspaper articles on the Spanish Civil War. While there, he became permanently dedicated to working for the ideal of freedom for people everywhere. When his own country failed to respond to its black people's demand for civil rights and an end to race prejudice, Langston's art, always before so good-humored, patient, and persuasive, became angry and insistent. But throughout his career, Langston sought to express in both his speaking appearances and his literature the heroism he saw in his people, a strength to endure without bitterness. This is one reason why his art will always hold a significant place in black American literature, and because of the great sensitivity, humor, beauty, and truth contained in that art, Langston Hughes' work will also always find a place in the main body of great American literature.